Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The big story right now is Sidney Crosby returning to the lineup. Actually, I buried why we're here at Studio B, and that is for the Jason Aldean ticket giveaway. The concert the night before, which is the night before the draft, you can't buy tickets. You can't scalp tickets. The only way to get in is to show up at one of these ticket drops. And today is the day for that. At 3 o'clock, we're going to be giving away tickets. I think we're going to be giving away, I don't know about a lot, but we've got multiple tickets to give away. So swing by here and see us. And at 3 o'clock, we're going to give those away, which is obviously a big deal. That entire week is going to be just a gigantic event, not just the draft itself, but everything that goes on off of that. I had to read a commercial today for Terry Bradshaw coming back to town. He's going to have a whiskey tasting event the week of
that
the draft.
That seems like it's
Pittsburgh.
Right up your alley.
It is. I wish I could have made a trade with them and said, hey, if I put my voice on this, can I get some tickets to this event? Can I be the de facto MC? But I did not. So, but maybe it's not too late. Maybe people will hear me say this now and say, all right, Pony,
I think you've got legions of fans. I think anybody that's
You just said 5 minutes ago that people literally hate me so much they wanted to outbid me.
Well, it's the duality of Pony.
Nazarovsky thing.
It's the duality. I think there's also a little bit of compartmentalization that can go on here with people where they might say, I want to outbid him and just kind of twist the knife, but I also would like to break bread with him over a glass of very nice whiskey. I think that it actually exists amongst your fan base.
All right, so Sid returns tonight. This is earlier than expected. When we got the news, it was at least a four-week injury that pushed him closer to the end of March and not late March. He's in for a big game tonight. The Penguins still are within earshot of the Hurricanes for first place. Mm-hmm. They play them there tonight. They play them again in Pittsburgh next week. So you've got two chances to make up 4 points on them if you're able to beat them in regulation twice. So the division is not out of the question, and you're able to run them down if you play like you did Monday night in Colorado without Sid, and now you get one of the best players in hockey into your lineup, still at almost 40, 27 goals, which leads the Penguins, 59 points, which leads the Penguins. I have an opinion on their season as we enter the home stretch here, as we prepare for the prospect of playoff hockey for the first time in Pittsburgh in 3+ years. And you can tell me if I'm being too nice to the Penguins, if I've gone soft now that I'm in my 40s, if you think that I am taking it easy on them. My expectation the rest of the way, even though I said yesterday, I think if things break right, they can actually win the franchise's 6th Stanley Cup.
Okay.
My expectation is as long as they make the playoffs, it's mission accomplished and a job well done. That's all they need to do. Now, I withhold the right to change my mind if they play the Islanders, get swept out, and they're non-competitive in 4 games. And it's like that Bruins Eastern Conference final in 2013 where they play 4 games and they never have a lead for four games.
How many goals did they score? 3 goals in that whole series?
I don't even think it might have only been 2.
They got shut out at least twice.
I mean, it was embarrassing.
It was one of the most difficult to watch series I've ever seen.
That was a conference final, which, you know, we'd kill for that now, but still, the way they performed in that series was awful. So if something like that happens, just like they won the division, the Steelers, and then only scored 6 points against Houston and got run out of the building. You know, if something like that happens, you know, get back to me in a month. But right now, based on what they looked like when the season started and what this group has already accomplished in its career, that's the other thing. This is a bonus for them. This is, to me, a cherry on top type of thing. This is a house money situation with these guys. They've won their three cups. They've delivered what was asked and demanded out of them and then some to the Penguins fan base and the city of Pittsburgh. So my thought this year was they were going to be one of the five worst teams in hockey. Get in, play a competitive series. I will tip my cap to this team, to quote Bill Hillgrove, when the season ends.
I am not going to be as lenient of a grader here, but I'm not also going to be like a hard-ass teacher who says, 79% of you are going to fail this course, and that's how I like it. I'm not going to be that guy either.
Who did that, by the way?
I didn't have a teacher that failed almost
80% of his students?
No, you'd be like wrecking your own class, I think, when get like audited by the university, I think, if that happened. Anyway, I think they're a little bit, for me, victims of their own success in terms of my personal expectations. And they're obviously in a dogfight to just get in. They're going to have to play.
Even with how well they've played, you're right.
Yeah, they're very much in a battle just to get into the playoffs. So I don't even want to put the cart before the horse here a little bit and pull a Jim Mora playoffs.
That's why I'm saying if they make the playoffs, it's a job well done if they hold off the Blue Jackets
and the
Senators who are surging, and even the Capitals if they can get it together.
I understand all that, but I do think they're good enough to make the playoffs. We found out yesterday that Blake Lizotte's not going to play for 4 weeks. That's bad. Okay, we don't like that. The fourth line's been great. You get one of the five best players in the history of the sport back tonight. That kind of makes up for it.
Yeah, if you can weather the storm without Sid, you can weather the storm without Blake Lizotte.
I'm just pointing out, though.
Got Elmer Soderblom and his magic touch.
Oh, I know. Oh, the glue guy.
He's still in the lineup tonight, Donnie, on the fourth line with Dewar and Achari.
Did you guys see the Tage Thompson highlight where they just let him blast from like the left circle on the power play? Like, there was this big NHL put it out there highlight, like, wow, he's just fire. And they kept one timing feeds
like
over
Ovechkin?
Him. Yes, and he was just going bombs away. None of them went in.
You're hoping that the Penguins do that for Elmer?
I want to see like an Elmer Soderblom power play where they are just feeding him one timers from like the left circle. And he is just trying to hit bombs in the whole time. So, like, it would be an Ovechkin load-up. Anyway, they need to win a playoff series for me. That is the new shifted goalpost from the start of the season. And the reason I say that is this. At the outset, I was with you in saying not only might they be one of the five worst teams, they could be one of the three worst teams, and they have at least a chance to be the worst team. And then there was the whole Gavin McKenna sweepstakes, etc. Them getting out of the chute so quickly, kind of like already before like you even played a month and a half of hockey, like nullified that thought, because they were already like hitting what? Like a 3 month win total in 6 weeks, basically. Like, they were that good and compared to what they were supposed to be. They had their little swoon. They picked themselves back up when everybody thought that they were not going to do so. Got on another tear. They have been, they'd be a team that would be in first place right now and feeling like a mortal lock for the playoffs if they weren't so bad in what is inherently a very gimmicky part of an NHL regular season game, the shootout and even overtime, but especially the shootout.
Yep.
No other team has the same match of number of shootout losses with so few shootout wins that the Penguins do. So knowing that they have been for 60 minutes a very good team and that they have lost a lot of games and lost a lot of extra points in a gimmicky thing, I actually need them to pay this off with a win in the playoffs. A win, just a series. They haven't won a playoff series since 2018, man. I need to see a season that I thought was going to be wretched that has been surprisingly and shockingly really fun to watch paid off with them at least into the second round of the playoffs.
I think you say that now, but I don't think when push comes to shove, you'll hold
on
to that.
No, I do. If they get in, I need there to be like a carrot now dangling in front of them. They've had this good season. If they get in, wow, they got in when no one expected it. They're not going to get Gavin McKenna, but who cares? They might have like stumbled across a great coach,
yes,
and all this other stuff. Win me a playoff series. Be a factor after the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. Be in there. Be playing for a chance to go to a conference final. Like, Make the Cinderella story more than just we got in and then we got bounced.
I just know how that sounds now because I do it with my daughter all the time. You make a threat, but you can't actually bring yourself to go through with it. If the Penguins lose in the first round, you are not going to come on the air the next day when they're eliminated and treat them like the Steelers losing in the wild card round again. You're just not.
There you are saying this is what you're going to do, Malzi. When it happens, if it happens, this is just what you're going to do. How the hell do you know?
Because I've heard the way you've talked about this team all year.
My expectations are allowed to change when they show me there's something more than I thought.
I know that, but I just can't see you ripping them if they lose in the first round, like we rip the Steelers after they lose to Houston.
It would be criticism based on a respect that I actually have gained for this year's team versus the Steelers, where I rip them because they make me extremely angry. It would be saying, I know you're capable, or you were capable of more. I'm really disappointed that you didn't pay this off more than you did than ended up happening. With the Steelers, me ripping them is like, will somebody take the wheel from Art and temporarily steer the car into a ditch good things can happen in the future?
But when you put it that way, though, it makes me think that in theory you should be angrier at the Penguins if they lose in the first round than the Steelers.
My expectations will have changed so much for this team over the course of the season. Did you ever think of me? Hold on now. If this is like where you want to go with this, think back to all the Steelers conversations we had this year.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever really move off the position that I thought they were cannon fodder if they got in? I never really.
Not really. I mean, maybe a little bit at times, but you.
Vaguely. I said they might have to get the right matchup. And then they got probably the closest thing to the right matchup and got their doors blown off in the end by 24 points. I feel like, because of the nature of hockey, too, where like just having the best individual player means nothing, the Oilers have the best player in the sport and it doesn't matter. I think it's different.
But here's the difference between the two teams this year. Is that, the Steelers beat the Ravens twice. Yeah, the priest put the holy water in the end zone and Loop missed. And that was one of the all-time great games in Acrisure Stadium history. But there were peaks and valleys, and there were a lot of frustrating moments with the Steelers season that still had fans pulling their hair out at the end of the day. They gave you some highs, but they also, again, angered and frustrated the heck out of people. Their defense was a massive underachiever. Quarterback up and down again, where some games like the Jets game, Rodgers looks like the man. Against the Bills, he looks like he's ready for the retirement home.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
The Penguins have, for the most part, with very rare exception, other than like that blip in December that you're talking about, they have delighted us and entertained us all year, man. They have given us a consistently enjoyable product the entire season, really out of nowhere. And if they slip up and can't win against a team that they're like even with in the playoffs, I can't say bad season, disappointing season, failure of a season. What a choke job. What a brutal way to finish the season. I'm going to tip my cap and say thank you.
But that's like such a, you're describing such a, it's a false equivalence and it's a straw man to a degree, at least for me. There might be somebody out there who, if they lose in the playoffs in the first round and they lose in, I don't know, 5 or 6 games, like let's say it doesn't go the distance,
yeah,
not a classic first round series. This sucks. I hate this.
I don't think fans will do that.
I'm going to come on the air and I'm going to say, hey, I'm pretty disappointed because this team did so much good stuff this year. I felt like they could have done more and it bums me out that they didn't. And I am frustrated the way any sports fan is at their team when their team doesn't deliver the goods.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come on the air and be like, well, this sucked. Well, I'm not going to do that like extremist,
I don't know, man.
Meat-headed take.
I don't think that's meat-headed if you're holding a team to a high standard.
I'm holding them to a standard where I think I've seen them play well enough and in a certain kind of way where they've rolled 4 lines all year.
They've been a different kind of hockey team
where I think they can and should win a playoff series.
I'm freely admitting that I'm not holding them to a very high standard.
I think you probably should hold them to a higher one because a lot of the numbers that like hockey analytics people use to underpin who's actually good and who's lucky,
yeah,
they're actually good.
I know they are.
So I think you can hold them to a higher standard regardless of what your preseason standard was. And should. That's like the for a team that was expected to do absolutely nothing, I think what I'm saying is the ultimate sign of respect to them. Hey, you guys I thought you were dead in the water before the game 1 of 82 was played.
I don't know, man.
You've done so much that now, show me something.
It honestly feels to me like the 2013 Pirates. Whenever the season ends, like, there's not a lot of room for second guessing and ripping the team. It's just thank you for a remarkable run that I didn't see coming.
I was bitterly disappointed because I thought they had enough to beat the Cardinals. And I thought if they had beaten the Cardinals, they absolutely could have got to the World Series that year. I felt that way about all 3 of their seasons, that they were good enough in like a short series.
Okay, but like binary season, success or failure, 2013 Pirates.
That's also after 20 years of not even having a winning season.
I know, but you're making it sound like if they lose in the first round, it actually goes into the failure bucket. I don't agree with that.
It goes into the disappointment bucket. It's a season that I never expected to watch that is still going to bum me out if it ends that way. It's going to end with a little bit of a
good or bad season if they lose in the
good
first
season,
round.
Good season, bad playoffs.
Okay.
Good season, bad playoffs. That's like an easy split for me.
I know, but aren't you kind of defined by what you do in the playoffs for most people?
For most people, but for a team that was predicted to be one of the 3 to 5 worst in the league, you can.
So you're pretty much saying what I said then, which is how I feel.
No, I'm still going to be disappointed. If the Colorado Avalanche go out in 5 games in the first round, it was a horrifying disappointment. They're the best team in hockey.
Yep.
You can say different things about the Penguins based on preseason expectations. I know everyone says, oh, you can't put any stock. You can put stock into that stuff. It does matter. The people who usually make those preseason power rankings know what they're looking at.
Yep.
And so, yes, I can say awesome season. Dan Muse, you should walk to coach of the year. He should, by the way, especially for the way they've weathered no Malkin, no Crosby.
Yep.
And if they go out in 5 games, even if they're competitive games, I can be like, man, that's a bummer.
Would you give the season an A?
No, if that happens,
really?
I'd give it like a B+, A-.
Oh, okay. I'd say B plus. That's still, I mean,
I'll keep it off the A tier. I went to Catholic school. 92 was a B.
That's still a pretty good grade, though.
I'd give it between like a 90 and a 92 on the Catholic school system.
I mean, I really don't think we're that far apart here in terms of what our expectations are for the rest of the season. I don't. I mean, you're on one hand saying you're holding them to a first round series standard, but you're also saying, yeah, pretty good season.
I think this is sort of a parallel conversation to like in terms of what your expectations are and how maybe emotionally you're willing to like deviate from your priors on them. With the Malkin contract stuff, would you give him 2 years? Would you get caught up in what's happening and just be like all good vibes?
Yeah.
Versus like, are you going to be kind of stone cold about it and say he can't have a term that goes beyond Crosby having 1 more year? You've got to go year to year with the guy. By the way, I did a poll on that yesterday, my own.
Yeah.
I think the closest poll in Mulsey poll history, 50.1% out of 1,000 votes.
Yeah.
No 2-year deal. I wonder what people think about this one. Very much so.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more Messi. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to Messi exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Odyssey celebrates Memorial Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.